The Rancheros. The land that once belonged to the missions became part of large ranches called ranchos. The owners were called rancheros. Many of the rancheros owned huge stretches of land. The Pico family in Southern California owned 532,000 acres of land. The rancheros kept large herds of cattle. They raised cattle for food and their hides. They made tallow from their fat. Tallow was used to make candles and soap. The hides could be used to make shoes, saddles, and other leather products. The hides and tallow were exchanged with traders who sailed along the Pacific coast. The rancheros traded hides for everything they needed, including cloth, tools, shoes, and even toothbrushes. Caption: The rancheros raised cattle and traded with the hides. Cowhides were called California currency. Caption: Rancheros had fancy clothes and riding gear. Most of the rancheros were wealthy and their lives were quite enjoyable. The rancheros were known as good hosts. They would throw big parties and weddings with singing and dancing. Guests sometimes stayed for a week or more. Native Americans did most of the work at the ranchos, just as they had at the missions. They received food, shelter, and clothing for their work, but they were not paid, so they had no money. They had to show strict obedience to the rancheros, and many Native Americans were treated harshly. Some people said that the Native Americans were learning skills and that this was good. Others felt that although these Native Americans were legally free, they had to rely on their bosses for everything. The rancheros held most of the wealth and power in Mexican California, but by the 1840s, things were beginning to change.